Hello, it's Monday, December 5th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 34. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for reviews, news, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to send us an email or an audio clip or a review or anything like that, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. With us today, we have Tom. I'm sorry. We have MC Frags-a-Lot.
I was posting a link at the bottom.
You must address me as MC Frags-a-Lot.
All right, so we got the Pwner of Noobs, and then we follow that up with...
Yes, check out my new website, MC Frags-a-Lot.
Then we have Bob, we have Keith, and then we have Phil, unless he comes up with a catchy name. Today we're going to talk about what's new at DreamStation. The Illinois game ban has been overturned. The Family Entertainment Protection Act. Bumblefoot's kid bought the Warriors game. I kind of gave it away with the title there, but... Atari founder blasts Sony. The doom that will be the Japanese Xbox 360 launch. Some stuff about the Xbox 360. Very descriptive. Forum question. We have a new thing this week. Quote of the week. And lastly, we have the mailbag.
Next
topic. Intro and outro music was done by Big La versus Todd. The song title is Yumna, Y-U-M-N-A. It's available on his website. Go to toddkelly.net. I would like to welcome our friends over the pond to the next generation of gaming. The 360 actually launched in Europe. It was the same as here. Big long lines, everything selling out, and eBay going rampant. I sold my PSP last week. If I still had one, I may care that the PSP firmware 2.6 is out. It adds RSS functionality and therefore podcasts, ports Windows WMA files, whatever. Too late, too little, no games. I was going to warn people about the Japanese version of Pokemon erasing their saved games, but I don't think I will because it might be funny. As far as Xbox friends list goes, I have gotten a whole bunch of friend invites. Guys, do me a small favor and leave me like an audio message attached with the friends list because I have no idea where all these people are coming from or how you heard of us. I assume from the podcast, but who knows? I've also gotten a couple people like, hey, you haven't come and played Halo 2 with me? Dude, I haven't played Halo 2 but twice, and I'm not avoiding anyone. I've just been pretty busy, although I did get enough time to get Mr. Spankers, he's Master Chief on our forums, kick the holy crap out of me in NCAA football the other night. The winner of the Space Pirates DVD Destruction Contest.
Can we demote the winner down to second place? Because the other guys, did you ever put the other guys up on the forum?
The second place guy, Neil, he's from Splashworks.com and Neelyworks.com. I will have a link in our show notes and on our forum. Very, very good job he did. He actually was second place. The first place winner still hasn't gotten back to me, so I think I might agree with Tom. I might just have to bump Neil to first place and make the other dude second place just because, you know.
Flux Star Ranger, I knew you couldn't win.
Lack of effort. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, all he had to do was stuff it down his pants and watch Seinfeld.
Now he actually started playing the game. Now he loves it.
Is that what it is?
I can't put it down. I can't leave you, Space Pirates DVD.
They made a love pact.
Next topic.
New at DreamStation.cc. We have reviews of Gun, X-Men Legends 2, and Burnout Revenge, all for the PlayStation 2.
Next topic.
Illinois game ban overturned. There was that whole Illinois game ban where you barring violent video game sales to minors. Judge Matthew Kennelly. He said it was unconstitutional on the basis of free speech, and basically the wording of the law was so vague that its description of violent and sexual material was open to all kinds of interpretations. It doesn't make anybody brutally murder folks, and he said, quote, in this country, the state lacks the authority to ban protected speech on the grounds that it affects listeners' or observers' thoughts and attitudes. He then goes on to say, you are doing the right thing and trying to allow parents to make fact-based decisions, but you can't blanketly disallow stuff. The law would have gone into effect January 1st, and it would give fines to retailers who sold violent video games to kids. Of course, the Entertainment Software Association's Doug Lowenstein jumped out and said, haha, we told you it was just going to be a big, huge waste of taxpayer money, and this law was going to be overturned, and now kids can buy Grand Theft Auto again.
Yeah, but it's not going to stop other states from trying it.
Well, so far it's been overturned in Michigan and Illinois.
48 more to go.
It's free political capital, whoever proposes it, because then he'd turn around come election time and said, look, I tried to be tough on video games. Vote for me, parents.
I'm for the children.
It's the parents that are buying these games for the kids.
I'm going to do some man on the street and find out.
Investigative reporting.
Let Brian dress up in like a banana costume and interview people.
We can try it. It's not going to hurt anything. Basically, they're using this to move their political campaign forward. In our very next story here.
Next topic.
The Family Entertainment Protection Act. Keith's favorite politician, Hillary Clinton, and Senator Joe Lieberman.
Double threat.
The dynamic duo announced that they want to make a law similar to the ones that just got shut down in Illinois and Michigan to make it illegal to sell violent video games to minors. Somebody isn't paying attention.
Do these people watch TV, Law and Order, or like Nip Tuck, or any of these other violence porn shows? They're a of a lot worse than anything you're seeing in the video games.
Watch the 11 o'clock news and it's worse.
The last 3 weeks, two different places have overruled these exact rulings, and then Tweedledee and Tweedledum want to come out and they want to...
It's because EA's got the politicians in their pocket. It has nothing to do with what's constitutional.
Oh, you're talking about the judges overturning all the rulings that everyone's made?
Try, you'll overturn it and you'll like it. I'm sorry, sir.
They are doing the new Godfather game. The bill they want is going to supposedly include an electronic software ratings board reviews of the rating system with input from average citizens, so Grandpa Jones and Grandma Ethel can actually call up and complain that Tetris is much too violent of a game, and it will actually go on file with the Federal Trade Commission. It also gives them the ability to do undercover sting operations, kind of like what they do with alcohol and cigarettes for retailers. And this is a statement Clinton. Senator Clinton acknowledges that video games are fun and entertaining and does not support any limitations on the production or sale of games to adults. This is about protecting the children.
Children, because she bathes in the blood of 1,000 child virgins to keep her soul still here on the prime material plane.
This is about protecting the children.
For my formula.
Every new moon, I must have 13 children's blood to bathe in. Otherwise, I must go back to the seventh layer of hell.
Lieberman, the elixir. I need more elixir. For those that aren't aware, the ESRB was basically supposed to keep the entire government out of the video games. Our boy Lieberman here threatened to get involved before, back in 1994, and that's basically where the whole rating system came from. In 94, they were like, government, we don't want you in our business. We will self-police. We will put ratings on all our games, and we will be good to go. ESA responded again, saying, hey, thanks. Parents do have tools to tell their kids about which games are bad. That's what the ratings are supposed to be for. Actually, read it on the box, and you'll be good to go.
You know, I have a perfect tool for parents to tell their kids that the game's good or not. It's called their mouth. They're the parent. If they don't want the kid to play the game, say you're not playing the game.
That's not working. Parents don't know enough to know if the game is bad or good.
If it's got two skulls and a pair of pistols on the front of the cover, probably not a good idea. If it features a Pokemon, that one's okay.
We might have to do that. We might have to make up 10 simple rules to see if the video game is bad or not based on the cover. That might be actually kind of funny to do.
No, you gotta have a scoring system. There's a gun, minus 3 points. If there's a bubbly face, cute animal of some kind, plus 5 points. If you see more breast than head, minus 18 points.
Dude at work said, good idea, why can't they make it configurable so that, you know, game companies could comply to something where swear words or violent cutscenes or any of this stuff was marked somehow in the game, and then you could use the parental controls on the console itself, that if you're set pansy, it won't actually swear, it won't say hell or anything like that. If you're set to medium, it could say, you know, crap and damn and hell. If you're set to nothing at all, then they can swear and say the F word and show boobs and everything else they want to do. I thought that was a good idea. It would, of course, incur developer costs.
No, I don't like that idea at all. If I'm the developer, why? I'm making a game, and my main character is saying F and you, I want my main character to say that. It's my art.
Emilio the
man.
Whooping Llama says this is bad.
What?
That could be the new mascot. Emilio the Whooping Llama. Whoop whoop. Whoop game whoop, bad. Whoop whoop. Buying more your children. Whoop whoop.
If I'm a game designer and I have a particular vision for a game, I don't want that vision to be changed by some outside ratings board or even some automated software that comes in and bleeps anything profanity or puts gray boxes over naughty bits.
I mean, Bob, you were saying you got carded at Best Buy. You don't get carded at the library for getting books that are a little risque, right?
Good point.
Wait, the library has risque books?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I keep trying to tell kids the library's sweet. You can find all sorts of there. Bombs, how to pick locks. You know, they got porn encyclopedias. Reading is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
National Institute for the Family will thank us for that library pimpage. Their care of Bob. Phil hasn't said much. Do you have any feelings on this other than that stuff that's already been said there, Phil?
No. You guys pretty much summed it up.
Popsicles. Are you in favor of Chris's idea of editing the games? Are you in favor of my idea for not editing the games?
Isn't that what we had the ESRB board for?
Exactly. Well, so you shouldn't have to edit the games.
I'm not saying you should or shouldn't have to. I'm just saying mark this stuff out and that parents can turn off.
It already says M on it. M. Don't let your kid play. It says M right here.
It's not always the 11-year-old kid that's walking into Walmart or whatever buying Grand Theft Auto. It's parents that aren't paying attention to what they're buying for their kids.
UT did have different levels for gore and giblets and speech and stuff. You could turn mature taunts off.
Mortal Kombat.
You could turn off.
The developer wants to package that into the game. That's fine. But what I would not be in favor of is some third-party software that would sit on top of the game that would edit things out, like kind of like a V-chip on a TV.
No. I didn't mean that. I meant literally the developer says, all right, this dude's swearing.
That too.
Are they going to develop some type of voice recognition? And if you say or my it's going to bleep it out?
Next topic.
Bumblefoot's kid bought the Warriors game.
Right on.
Ultra-crazy Florida lawyer Jack Thompson has come out and said that Best Buy is at fault for selling his 13-year-old son a copy of the game The Warriors. He's quoted as saying, "This sting," so that's the first thing, is his son didn't buy the game. This pinhead sent the son in and said, "Hey, see if you can buy The Warriors and let's see what happens."
Oh, that's weak.
Using your own son for political game? That's low.
Yep. The sting proves that Best Buy is not enforcing its own stated policy to not to sell adult mature-rated games to young kids. It was all a public relations lie by Best Buy to fool parents into thinking that it's a responsible retailer of porn and violence.
Was Jack there with his son while he was purchasing it, or?
Here's how I'm envisioning it. Now, this is just
to buy a game?
Yeah, this is my reenactment. Dude pulls up and he parks outside of Best Buy with the car running. He tells little Timmy, "Go inside and buy the Warriors, Timmy." And he says, "For Xbox or PS2," and dude's like, "I don't care. Go. I'm making a point here. This is very important." Timmy cries. Jack calms him down. Timmy goes into the Best Buy. He actually buys the game and comes out, and Bumblefoot gets a big boner because now he's going to file a lawsuit against Best Buy.
Runs into Best Buy going, "No!"
Little Timmy comes into the car and he's like, "Do you love me now?" He's like, "Shut the hell up, give me the game." And Jack's inside berating the 18-year-old customer service employee.
And he's like, "You sold my son this game." And they're like, "Yeah. What are you doing? Did you want to return it, dude? The line's over there." "No, you don't." Bring the receipt, stand in the customer service line. "No, you are a retailer of porn and violence." Here's another piece of info. The National Institute of Media and the Family, NIMF, as I like to call them. Yes, isn't that ironic? Yeah. I mean, it could have only been better if it was like R-A-P-E-R or something. They had a sting in which 36% of the retailers sold M-rated games to kids. So less than half. This isn't necessarily a law all over the place. I mean, I think that's one thing that I don't believe this is a law. So to say the 36% of them would actually sell the games, the other, whatever the math is, actually said, "No, you can't have it." I'm also a little bit amazed that Thompson said he's such a follower of God. He's an upstanding citizen. How would you allow a video game console, a device used to harness pure evil and Satanism, into his house?
Because whenever you go on any Counter-Strike server and you always get yelled at. I mean, just people just going, who are off their rocker getting yelled at calling hacker. It just fits Bumblefoot's MO.
So we'll see how Bumblefoot's crazy plan pans out. I'm thinking it's going to pan out just like all his other ones. Maybe he'll get kicked out of the state of Florida, shipped down to Cuba.
Did that law ever get passed in Florida? Or is it just company policy? Because it's just company policy. They're just going to be like, "Get out of our store."
That's what I'm not sure. I don't believe it was a law. I know there was some, I think Best Buy has the money to just crush this dude and under their shoe and continue walking like nothing happened.
Next topic.
Atari founder blasts Sony. Nolan Bushnell, founder of Atari, pimps the Nintendo Revolution controller at a recent convention. He then goes on to bash Sony because it has symbols like X's, O's, and triangles on their controller, and their controller seems like a keyboard. Interesting. Sir, that is why you are no longer involved with video games. I mean, I know plenty of tech heads who see a keyboard, crap themselves, and then flee screaming about bees and monkeys.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, I like this conversation. Where is it going?
He founded Atari back in, what, 1704, and he's absolutely insignificant now, I think, is where it's going.
Oh, come on now. That's a reference. The 2600 has a very special place in my heart. Part of your childhood.
So is the rotary phone, and I don't use those very often. Much like wax lips, sir, you had your day, and your day is gone. I will say, though, this. Despite how insignificant he is now to the video game scene, currently we're talking. I'm not talking about the man's history and heritage. He's the godfather of current video gamings or one of the founders. That's fine. We're talking about now. Back in the day, they couldn't use graphics as a crutch. I mean, they had to actually make fun games. Yeah, they had some good games, but I mean, Kaboom. Kaboom is still, to this day, one of the best video games ever invented. Circus Atari, yeah. Berserk,
which is
a remake of an arcade, but still. Oink is a good game, where you were a little pig, and Big Bad Wolf was at the bottom trying to blow your house down and suck you through the bottom, and you had to drop bales of hay. And it was so cool because it was two players, and one of you could actually play the role of the wolf. He's blaming the Sony controller as being too confusing because it looks like a keyboard. There's so many letters and symbols and numbers.
I think it's more confusing. I stopped playing consoles because I thought things peaked with the Dreamcast controller.
That was a hideous controller.
What do you mean? It was the best controller ever made.
That was the very first time I felt feeble. When we put in NFL 2K1 and my receiver went out and it had all these things above their heads to see who you throw it to, and I looked down and I'm like, "Ah, they're color-coded. I don't understand." And then I would throw an interception.
I still think the most comfortable controller was the original Xbox controller.
You and your gigantic American hands.
And that's why the priest carries an umbrella.
Next topic.
The doom that is the Japanese Xbox 360 launch. Alright, here's some stats. The Xbox 360 launches in Japan on December 10th. The system will launch with how many titles? Take a guess.
8.
2.
All of you are wrong. It's 6 titles.
Ooh.
Every Party, FIFA Soccer, Ridge Racer, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Perfect Dark Zero, and Tetris.
Oh, God.
Come on, next gen Tetris.
The most blockiest looking blocks ever.
It's the most realistic L-shaped piece I've ever seen. The backwards compatibility list for Japan is very scarce indeed. I think we had something like 200-something titles in the United States. They get 12. 12 games, 3 of which are Halo versions.
I can't understand why the Xbox 360 is doing so bad in Japan. After launch day, there are going to be extras left over.
They're pretty much spelling disaster, because in addition to those low numbers, there's no fighting game, since Dead or Alive has slipped a week in its release date, and there's no role-playing game, since Enchant Arms was delayed until January. Those are like two big Japanese genres that they want. The Xbox in Japan, I don't know, guys, it's not looking very good. They said they want 1 million 360s sold in Japan by summer of 2006, and by next Christmas, 1.5 to 2 million of them.
I say it's good to want things. People in hell want ice water.
Yeah. Shut Japan off, send all the units back here, and just close the door. Done.
Yeah, but they're not even sending out that many here in the States. I mean, you get a couple stores here and there that are getting like 10, maybe 15 Xboxes. At least that's what they're telling us.
They're saying they're shipping out new consoles every week.
Yeah, but you proved otherwise by calling places.
Thank you for calling. We can buy and sell used games.
Yeah, hey, do you guys have any Xbox 360s in?
No, we do not. Did you have yours reserved?
No, I did not.
Okay, you probably won't be able to get yours till after the holidays then.
So, I mean, if I want one, I got to go to somewhere out like Best Buy or something then?
Best Buy is not getting it any more than we are, actually. We'll probably get more than Best Buy or Target or Walmart for that.
I thought they were sending new shipments every week.
That was the initial plan, yeah, but so far Microsoft has not sent any more. And if they have, it's very, 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 very little.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, dude, thank you for your time.
No problem.
Later.
Bye.
Next topic.
Xbox 360 stuff. I mean, you brought the numbers up. Basically, there were 300,000 to 400,000 Xboxes for the United States launch. Of those, 40,000 of them were sold on eBay. That means between 10 and 15% of all United States Xbox launch totals were sold or resold on eBay. That's ridiculous. Think of it this way. You're Microsoft. You can only make money on what you sell. I sell Keith. You buy something from me for $400. You then turn around and sell it for $900 on eBay. That could have been my money. That could have been my sale. In not having enough consoles to go around at launch, the vision of Microsoft has really done is lost a ton of money potential.
Yes, and the same
if
thing
I'm
is
Microsoft?
True. Like I said, I'll go right back to buy a thing of Browns tickets. Okay, they sell the ticket. It's $50. Good luck trying to find a ticket for $50 if you didn't happen to get it the day they went on sale, because all the scalpers pick them up and then sell them online and sell them, scalp them and whatnot for at least $75. Why don't the Browns people just sell it for $75 to begin with? Because someone would then buy it and scalp it for $100. Xbox then goes, okay, well, we're going to sell all our systems for $600. Well, then everyone will buy it for $600 and sell them on eBay for $1,000 still, but anyway.
But if you have two or three times that amount, then it won't be as big of a deal and you won't have to run to eBay to pay $900 for it. You could probably just go to Best Buy and get it for $400.
No matter how many they put out, more people will want more.
I agree with you, but I think between 10 and 15% of everything being scalped on eBay, I think that's a high number. If you would have launched instead of, let's say, 400,000, you actually just went out with 1 million. You said you wanted to sell 3 million in the first X number of months anyways. Put 1 million of them out there.
Of course you're not going to, because the first generation of everything is filled with bugs. Like, your Xbox is going to break within probably the first couple months.
Yeah, it's probably going to burn up and catch on fire.
No way, dude. I suspend the power supply by a string from the ceiling. There are all kinds of rumors flying around on the internet that says all these people are having all these problems with their Xboxes. As a matter of fact, there is now a class action lawsuit against Microsoft that says people knew about the 360 problems, that the overheating and all the crashing and everything, and they went out with it anyways. No one I know that has an Xbox 360, and nobody they know, actually has any problems with their Xbox, so I don't know what the deal is. I haven't had any problems. I'm not saying they don't exist.
You know what I would do if I was Microsoft? I would swim around in my silo of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck.
Wow. Priceless.
The last little bit of info here is that if you have Media Center on your operating system, your Xbox 360 can connect to it via the network, and you can supposedly like record and playback TV shows. You could stream video content and stuff. The problem with this is there is no support for DivX or Xvid. Those are the main two things that people use to back up, I guess would be the politically correct term, to back up their DVD collection. So DivX, you got your porn and your copied DVDs, neither of which can actually stream stream over to the 360, so why are you even streaming video at all, to be quite honest? I'm not really sure. A certain Xbox mouthpiece has said, don't give me that crap. Don't tell me how this one Russian developer has DivX as their movie. We're not doing it because it's piracy. It's illegal to be making the DVD. If I can walk 2 feet and watch that same pirated DVD on your Microsoft operating system, what's the crappy difference between if I watch it on my console or I watch it on my computer? Let me stream it. I have it. It's mine. There's no way to put video content onto my hard drive unless I download it from your marketplace. If I buy the Media Center edition of the Windows operating system, I'll have all these wonderful features. Well, the wonderful feature I want is to be able to watch my movies from my PC without having to burn to a DVD, and that doesn't work that way.
Next topic.
Moving on to the forum question. www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side, you will see our forums. Jump into our general forums, and every week we ask a poll. This past week's poll: will you be trying hard to get an Xbox 360 before Christmas? The choices were yes, in order to play it, yes, in order to sell it, no, I already have one, and no, not at all. 12% are actually buying these things, trying hard to get them before Christmas to play them. 5% want to buy them and sell them like on eBay or sell them to somebody else. 15% of the people already have one. And 68%, almost 70%, said no, don't want it. Let me read off 4 or 5 of the comments here. Nyan says, I voted no. I don't trust the first generation of a new console. I will wait a year until most of the bugs are gone. That way I won't have to worry as much about my Xbox dying 3 days after the warranty is up. Plus, by then, better games should have come out. I think Keith was saying the same thing a minute ago. Big Duff says, actually, yes, for my personal use. I have been highly impressed with what I've seen of the system through one of my friends. He let me borrow it for a few days while he was out of town on business. I absolutely love the live integration, and I have gained a serious addition to both Geometry Wars and Call of Duty 2. I just have to wait for Best Buy to get one in. This one's pretty good. CyberDraw1212 says, I'd buy more to sell to some snaggletooth soccer mom for some quick cash. Pezzinator, he got lucky and the random number generated his post, and he says, the possibility of getting a 360 on or before Christmas greatly increases after Christmas.
Okay, John Madden.
He says there also may be a price drop early next year if the 360 follows the console market trend. He had the little smiley face, so he knew he was babbling gibberish. But and lastly, Viva Zapata 84 says, no, it's far too expensive for my taste right now. Plus, I really could care less about the current releases. Maybe I'll pick one up in a year or two when it's down to $250 or $200. I assume the answer from the 4 or 5 of you is that no, nobody is going to be trying to get an Xbox 360 before Christmas.
Nope.
Okay. Next week's poll, the Nintendo Revolution Control. That whole big chaotic thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Nintendo Revolution Controller. They have this idea where maybe they're making shells for the controller so that if you have a gun game, you can have this big plastic thing that looks like a gun and you slide your Nintendo Revolution Controller into it and now you have a gun. You can have a fishing rod. You can have all these different shells that maybe each game could make their own shell, or they could have just several, one for each genre. Do you like that idea or do you not?
Next topic.
Quote of the week. This is a little new segment. I can't guarantee we'll have these all the time, but we didn't have a video game death or a factor crap this week. Director Peter Jackson, speaking about his executive producer role on the Halo movie, he was quoted as saying, and I quote, hopefully it won't suck. I don't think these are types of films that get Oscar attention.
Keith will make up a factor
crap.
Yeah, Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, go, Keith.
I have to come up with a video game factor crap.
We'll give you a break. Think of one fact and one crap. This is bonus material for you people at home. This wasn't in the agenda.
The original Final Fantasy had 6 playable classes. It's either a factor or crap. And the second one would be the little guy that came out in Berserk was named Evil Otis.
Dude, I totally know this one. I'm going to go last.
Okay, I'll go. Final Fantasy was a fact because it had fighter, cleric, wizard. Then they had like not a ninja, but like a monk who didn't use any weapons. Yeah, like a thief. So that's 5.
What about,
so I'll say that's
what
fact.
About white priest, black priest?
That's right, it had
red
white
priest.
Yeah, no, red.
It was warrior, white mage, black mage, red mage, monk, thief, and yeah, that's 6. So I think that's the fact. Phil, now that we've just spelled out all the logic, are you going to agree or disagree with the math?
See if Phil gets it right.
I'm going to disagree for the block.
Wow. Excellent. Hollywood Squares reference that 3 of us got.
Can I go now? Dude, I told
what
you I like Berserk.
Bob?
His name was Evil Otto. So that one's crap.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Off the
good
top
job.
Of my head, that was pretty good.
That was
you guys
good. Yeah,
that
was
pretty good. Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Ham sandwich TV.
Ham sandwich, ham. Game, so I don't know, so.
Next topic.
Mailbag. This is an email from Justin Newmar. Hey, I'm interested in getting the Cube. I'm willing to go as high as X amount of dollars. What exactly is coming with the system? Thanks, Newman. I think this is a question for the Poner of Noobs.
I looked on eBay for, like, GameCubes are going for with a couple games, and that's ballpark right there.
Alright, so what comes with the system, Poner?
I'm going to take a picture of everything that comes with the system, and I'm going to put it up on mcfragsalot.com. So check that out.
How do you spell MC Frags a lot?
MC Frags a lot.
FRAGSALOT.
Oh, I was putting two G's in Frags, because I thought you were gangster.
Oh, he's gangster. Look at the picture.
That's right. I love that picture.
Hey, that's my pony face. That's the last thing you'll ever see.
All right, here's the thing, though. This dude has sent me a second message. He was trying to buy it for Christmas for his brother. So I think, first of all, that means that he doesn't give a rat's behind about us signing it, because he'd just wipe it off with rubbing alcohol and give it to his brother.
Link to it in the show notes. And then first one to email me with something good. Okay. Like $300 would be great.
Or like 80 to 120 is also
something reasonable.
Yeah. This one's from Kezcub, Xbox Gamer Tag, so if people want to add him. K-E-Z-C-U-B. I know you guys are hard-pressed in finding some video game dots, but I happen to have stumbled across one, so here it is. He puts a link there. The link is super flaky, but here's an excerpt. Basically, he goes on to say that some Ponehead electrocuted while they were attempting to bathe and play their Xbox 360 at the same time.
A for effort, though.
Did the 360 make it through the death?
I don't think it's even real, because I searched everywhere for it on the net, couldn't find it. The link is no longer valid. I mean, thanks. He put a link. It wasn't his fault, but you were duped.
You, my friend, were the parsnip.
This one is from Patty, the Brit in Australia. Dear Chris and all, continuing to enjoy the show. In fact, I think you may be getting better. He was walking in the mall the other day, and he saw a board game. He dutifully took a snap of it with his cell phone and sent it over here. There's a board game called Factor Crap. Were you guys aware of this board game?
Really?
Wow.
Although, once he hears this show, he'll be like, never mind about getting better.
It's at Walmart, dude. It's at Walmart for $17.84. We're totally going to get sued.
He also said, P.S., did you know that although it's illegal for him to buy Grand Theft Auto and the hot coffee mod there in Australia, it is not illegal for him to walk a few blocks past the game shot to a real-life house and do unmentionables with a pro while playing any modded PS2. Man, you thought the United States had legal issues. So that's a little interesting.
I found a new name for it. We'll call
What's
it Truth
that?
Or Duty.
So, Patrick, thank you very much, sir, for that snapshot. You have just caused us legal problems. I appreciate it.
Or saved us.
This one is from Neil. Neil was, again, our winner, and I will, again, have his little flash animation in the show notes. I've never gone to a launch, but Chris's stick-to-itiveness impressed me. Tell you what, I've got to do at least one launch in my gaming career to truly ascend to the hardcore. I will do the Revolution launch. I know it happens in May 2006, maybe, but this is Beaveland we're talking about up here. Three seasons, winter, sort of winter, and June. He's from Canada. I'll set a reminder up for the blessed date. Cheers. Good show this week. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's probably take a video camera with him and, like, roundhouse a mom waiting in line. I don't know. But the listeners don't know what we're talking about because they haven't seen the Flash movie yet.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I guess I should jump in there and say the little question, that's from the week when I was not here. I was in Disneyland and you fellows took the show over, and I was in the same state as Bumblefoot for a little while there.
I'd also like to point out how he doesn't give any props to Bob.
Well, that was great. It was thanks to Chris, Keith, Phil, Tom, and the rest. I think that'll be my new tag. I'm the rest, because there's no one else but me. Or maybe the professor and Marianne. That'll be my new name.
This one is from Andy. Andy writes, sup, home slices? Home slices is supposed to be one word, Andy, but that's okay. We'll give you a little credit. Any of you cool cats know where I can get a CD key for Counter-Strike Source that works? You better put this in your podcast or I'll beat you up. So an illegal software pirate is threatening physical harm upon my person.
Help me, Andy.
As much as we joke about piracy.
On our back, and he's got his pwn face. That's all you need to know, son.
I couldn't possibly give out where to get a illegal source key for the Counter-Strike Source. Valve would be all up ons, and we'd have a problem. So I would recommend the easiest way to attain one would be to go to your local store and purchase the game, or go to Valve.com, or I believe, what is it, SteamPower.com, and you can simply stream that to your PC for the low cost of, what, $50, $60? Yeah, seriously, we here at the podcast are very much against piracy. Yar.
Yar.
You guys are breaking up. Let me close my BitTorrent here.
Well played.
That was awesome. This one's from Eric Wall. Hey, Chris, I know you have a DS, and I was wondering if you ever imported, because if you haven't, you really should make an exception for Jump Superstars. Even if you don't like anime or manga, it is still a AA fighting game with lots of stage combos and a large replay value. I could do an audio review or write-up or something for the site. This is a game that should be a killer app for the DS. Almost all DS owners should have one because of the similarities between Super Smash Brothers. Sure. I would love an audio review.
This, I think, is the guy.
He did Nintendogs. He did a very good job. And again, the shout-out goes to anyone who wants. If you want to send us an audio review of any of the games, go for it. If you could keep it to like 1 or 2 minutes, that would be wonderful. And just say your name, where you're from. Give the audio review. MP3 format's fine. If you want to record it at like 64 kilobits or higher, don't send me an 82 meg file. But yeah, cool. Thank you.
Next topic.
I think that's pretty much the show. Thank you to Todd Kelly. That's Big La versus Todd. You can check out his website, toddkelly.net. He did the intro and outro music. That one was called Yumna. DreamStation.cc is our website. News, reviews, interviews, forums, and our show archive. Email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you want to vote for us at any place at all, any place like maybe Yahoo?
You don't vote at Yahoo. You subscribe. Like, even if
you subscribe
through iTunes or Audio or anywhere else, jump over to Yahoo, hit the subscribe button, because we're on the cusp of breaking their top 100.
That would be cool. Aside from that, I guess we'll see you folks next week. Thank you all for being on the show here with me.